This is 89.9 WWNO. Yes, we're headed for another art-filled weekend. Are you making plans, or do you need some ideas? Well, you've come to the right place, whether you're in the mood for a tour of homes dressed in holiday greens, an evening of energetic ballet, a concert of classical music with a world-renowned pianist and conductor, or a festive holiday celebration, including a host of local entertainers and a Kwanzaa ceremony. We've got answers. It's all in the mixed media. Come along as we go inside the arts. Hi, I'm your host, Diane Mack. Loyola University's centennial celebration attracts a world-renowned pianist and conductor to the Uptown campus this weekend. Famed French maestro Philippe Entremont returns to New Orleans Friday for what is billed as a powerhouse performance as he joins the Loyola Symphony Orchestra to perform and conduct one of Beethoven's celebrated works, the Triple Concerto. Nearing his eighth decade, Entremont continues a busy concert schedule, performing for audiences around the globe.
He's still living in France. He is touring. In fact, when I was communicating with him last, he was touring in China. So he's still very, very active. But this is the first time he'll have been back to New Orleans at some time.
That's Donald Boomgarden, Dean of Loyola's College of Music and Fine Arts. He couldn't be happier about the upcoming performance, one that came about, he says, as Entremont has a passion for the city of New Orleans and Loyola has faculty members with musical ties to the maestro.
This relationship between Maestro Entremont and New Orleans is a very long one, going back to the time when he was director of the New Orleans Symphony, now the LPO. And his relationship with several of our faculty members, including our cello professor, Alan Nisbet, and our violin professor, Amy Thiaville, has been very longstanding. The idea of having him here, particularly during the centennial year of Loyola, means a lot to us because it is a symbol of the relationship between the performing traditions of the College of Music and Fine Arts and the city of New Orleans, which is quite profound.
Beethoven's Triple Concerto for piano, violin, cello, and orchestra is heard here in a recording performed by pianist Christian Zacharias. Entremont will play and conduct the Loyola Symphony Orchestra in a performance of this celebrated Beethoven composition.
Performing it with Professor Nisbet and Professor Thiaville, one of the great works of Beethoven, a middle period work in three movements, which was conceived by Beethoven, the piano part anyway, for one of his students, a member of the royal family of Austria. And the work itself is almost like a chamber piece with orchestral accompaniment. Beethoven was so good with chamber music and written a number of wonderful trios. This work is a kind of extravagant version of such a work. It's an orchestra made up of our students. They, of course, are taught, many of them, by performers from the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra. It's a large group, very, very talented. The orchestra, under the tutelage of Jean Montez, has really gained a level of respect within the community and beyond, which is remarkable. So I think people, if they have not heard the orchestra lately, will also be delighted at their ability to perform.
Born to musical parents, Entremont began to play the piano at the tender age of six. And as a teenager, he garnered a number of notable successes, including winning the Queen Elizabeth Music Competition in Brussels and gaining international attention with success at Carnegie Hall. Most recently, Entremont was among the 10 world-class pianists chosen to perform in the piano extravaganza of the century at the 2008 Beijing Olympic Games. As New Orleanians reconnect with Entremont, Boomgarden says the concert is a wonderful opportunity for students to perform with a remarkable contemporary artist.
And seeing their joy in performance and having a chance to work with a really great master is one of the gifts that we can provide at Loyola to our students, giving them a chance to rub shoulders with the greats.
Other works on the program include
an overture by Weber from his final opera, Oberon, which is not performed all that often, but is one of the most popular overtures by Weber. Our orchestra performed it at the Prism concert earlier this fall, and I was really struck by the beauty of the piece. The overture has many orchestral touches which are so interesting that even Berlioz writes about them in his treatise on orchestration. So there are many, many beautiful moments in that work, and it's a very haunting piece. Along with that, kind of a bookend to the concerto, is the Shostakovich Seventh Symphony, which is a very large work by Shostakovich written during the Second World War. And it is a kind of a musical depiction of the struggles of the Russian people against the German occupation at that time. The work is filled with references to Shostakovich's own works and to the works of others which relate to that theme. And it is a very, very powerful piece.
Maestro Philippe Entremont joins the Loyola Symphony Orchestra in concert Friday, 7:30 p.m. in Roussel Performance Hall, located in Loyola University's Communications Music Complex on the corner of St. Charles Avenue and Calhoun Street. Six historic Garden District homes are getting gussied up for the 37th annual Holiday Home Tour to benefit the Preservation Resource Center. Eileen Fleming spoke to one resident as he prepared to open his house for an admiring public.
Michael Murphy has lived at his Britannia Street house for 11 years.
The house was built in 1846, started in 1846, and finished in 1849. And it was originally part of the city of Lafayette, and the owners had four lots here on Britannia Street, and one went all the way to 6th Street. And then over the years, they started parceling off land as the owners came and went, and it is today a single-family home.
The 11,250-square-foot house had been cut up into 15 apartments. Murphy said it's been a rewarding and challenging task to bring it into the 21st century.
It's worth it to get the right craftsmen in there to say, you know, these are the heart pine floors that they used. These are the original moldings from the 1880s that were put in. And to get the history of it is, that's the joy that I get out of it.
Murphy says he's been on earlier holiday home tours and enjoys seeing how the old can blend with the new. He describes his home as having old-world style with modern bells and whistles. PRC spokeswoman Catherine Raymond says the home tour is planned for months. About 4,000 people are expected to come on the tours over the 2 days. It's the group's largest fundraising event of the year.
Over 90 cents of every dollar contributed goes back into the mission of restoring New Orleans' historic architecture and neighborhoods. So this is a very important event, and the money goes to some wonderful causes like Rebuilding Together and other programs and workshops and efforts that the PRC does that are very well known in New Orleans.
Murphy had a few ornaments displayed in the main central hall. 5-foot Nutcracker soldiers guard the entrance. More boxes were coming in with an eclectic collection that creates the full holiday experience.
People will be walking up the front steps.
So they'll be walking up the front steps right in through the front door. For the home tour, they can come straight into the formal living room off to the right and walk straight through the living room, the dining room, the kitchen, or they can stay right in the hallway and come back through again. And that's the greatness of having a center hall, is you can go off to either side if you need to, or you can go straight down the center, come down through the kitchen, and just hit any room you want to at any given point.
The tour of all 6 homes and a bonus residence is estimated to take about 4 hours. It can also be done over Saturday and Sunday, December 8th and 9th. It begins at the Trinity Episcopal Church. More information is available on the PRC website, prcno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.
Listening to Inside the Arts on 89.9 WWNO. I'm your host, Diane Mack. It's going to be a festive weekend in Central City as the Ashe Cultural Arts Center lights up Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, kicking off the 13th annual Holiday on the Boulevard Festival. Joining me in the studio today is festival spokesman Luther Gray. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Diane.
You are bringing together a host of musicians, actors, and merchants for this family-friendly festival and marketplace, which spans 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What can we look forward to this year?
This looks like it's shaping up to be the best one yet, because in addition to having a three-day festival, we're also releasing an Ashe compilation called The Healing Force. We're having a CD release party from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday, December 7th at Ashe. And the artists from the Healing Force will be performing Saturday evening starting at about 6 o'clock. And those artists include great illustrious Kid Jordan, Jermaine Basel, Reverend Lois Dejean, Michaela Harrison, Monica McIntyre, Bambula 2000, Lucky Lou, C. Freedom, and the list goes on and on.
So we can rub elbows with all these people at the release party?
That's right. It's free admittance. And the other incredible part about it is we're going to have a really strong art market this year. And, of course, we have food. One of our major food vendors this year is going to be Cafe Reconcile. And we're really bringing together many of the jewelers in our community, people, visual artists, and people who really make clothes and design and authors of books and things like that. So it's going to be very unique. And we always encourage people to come shop with our local artists in New Orleans for these unique gifts, one-of-a-kind gifts that you can really, you know, please someone during the holidays.
Now, is this festival on Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, or is everything happening indoors?
It's going to be indoors at 1724 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard. You know, we have the 1712 and 1724 locations, and so we'll be inside in both of those. The festival 13 years ago started outside, and after we were out there on about a 35-degree day, we said, we're not going to be outside anymore. So we've been inside for a long time now.
Now, I understand there will be a Kwanzaa demonstration. Tell me more about the principles of Kwanzaa, what it is, and what we will experience.
The Kwanzaa demonstration will occur on Friday morning. It's going to perhaps be even two programs, one at 9:30 and another one might be at 11. And we're really bringing out pre-K kindergarten students predominantly from Central City, but it's open to any pre-K or kindergarten schools in the city. And what it is a demonstration of the principles of Kwanzaa, which are umoja, unity, kujichagulia, self-determination, ujima, collective work and responsibility, ujamaa, cooperative economics, kumba, creativity, and imani, faith, and nia, purpose. So we teach these principles inside of the workshop, and it's also, in addition to it, it's an imagination tour, it's a drum and dance workshop. So it's a chance for young people to find out, in addition to Christmas, New Year's, and Hanukkah, we also have this incredible celebration that's called Kwanzaa that really helps our community to have values. It's a harvest festival as well. So it's kind of like reflecting back on the year and then looking forward to the next year and how we can continue to grow as a families and as a community.
An African-American festival that starts the day after Christmas.
That's right.
And how does the festival help the Central City community and the Ashe Cultural Arts Center?
It's a chance to celebrate. It's a chance for the community and the businesses along the corridor to come together and partner with each other. And of course, it's a free festival. Headlining Delfeo Marcellus and the Uptown Orchestra. all 15 pieces, and that's going to take place Sunday, December 9th at 5:30 to 6:30. So we encourage everybody to come out and see Delfeo Marcellus and his full orchestra.
The 13th Annual Holiday on the Boulevard Festival. We've been talking with spokesman Luther Grabe. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Holiday on the Boulevard activities take place at the Ashe Cultural Arts Center, 1724 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard. Activities run Friday through Sunday. Try as you may, you will have a hard time keeping still as NOBA, the New Orleans Ballet Association, presents Ballet Hispanico and the Grammy Award-winning Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra in an evening of infectious rhythms and energetic dance. A night Ballet Hispanico artistic director Eduardo Villaro describes as
an amazing melange of music and dance and a celebration of culture above all. Each of the works take a specific part of the Latino culture and really shine a light on it.
Are you ready to rumba? The evening comes alive with Cuban, jazz, big band sounds, and Latino flavor with dances of mambo, salsa, and cha-cha.
For instance, Tito Antimbales is music by the amazing Tito Puente, and how he really used some of those African rhythms that are in the Caribbean Latino countries. And that's gorgeously placed and juxtaposed up against a very formal, structuralized, almost cakewalk of a dance for him. So it's quite an interesting mix of music and formality, or that kind of music. And then we go on in the middle piece is my work, Danzón, which is a collaboration with Paquito de Rivera, the Latin jazz artist from Cuba. Paquito and I got together and, you know, we were very interested in, you know, deconstructing and reconstructing, you know, what danzón might mean. And so I've created just a very physically athletic and joyous exploration of this music that has these jazz overtones.
And there's Club Havana.
A little more straightforward. The glamour of the 50s in Cuba, the music of that era, rumba, mambo, cha-cha-cha. It's all those dances with this very balletic feel to it.
A fiery evening as Ballet Hispanico teams up with the 20-member Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra.
It's a big orchestra. You know, they were in residence at the Jazz at Lincoln Center, which is quite an honor. Worked very much with Wynton Marsalis. And they've been really making this amazing music, which is jazz-oriented, but strongly Latin. It's Latin jazz. Arturo Faro is a fantastic, phenomenal composer, and we've had a relationship with them for over a decade. I think their work of exploring Latino music is in par with ours of exploring Latino dance and culture.
Villaro, a native of Cuba, came to New York at the age of 6 back in 1969 and learned early on that he had a passion for dance.
I remember, you know, mom, very young, come on, let's dance. This is the mambo. Let's go. And you're going to do this. And the music that she played, and I just fell in love with the glamour of that.
Villaro trained as a teenager at the Alvin Ailey American Dance Center and studied at the Martha Graham Center of Contemporary Dance. He began as a dancer with Ballet Hispanico back in 1985 as a young kid from the Bronx looking to find a place in dance. Went on to form his own dance company, Luna Negra Theater, in Chicago, and returned to New York in 2009 as artistic director of Ballet Hispanico. Villaro is hoping to make cultural connections with local audiences as he spreads joy through dance.
I want the audience to have an experience that transcends them, that really takes them out of their ordinary day-to-day.
NOBA presents Ballet Hispanico and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra in an evening of Latin music and dance at the Mahalia Jackson Theater for the Performing Arts, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. have something extra in our Lanyap Corner. The Downtown Development District and Riverwalk Marketplace presents Movies on the Mississippi. This Friday, the outdoor feature film is Elf. The event is free. The first 50 families at the showing will receive a free Canal Street Home for the Holidays fleece blanket. The movie begins at 6:30 p.m. at the Riverwalk's Spanish Plaza on Friday. Multidisciplinary artist Jose Torres Tama opens his studio this weekend for Photo NOLA, the 7th annual Festival of Photography in New Orleans. On view, photo retablos from Torres Tama's series called Immigrants in Chocolate City, documenting the Congress of Day Laborers and honoring the Latino immigrants and their contributions to the rebuilding of New Orleans post-Katrina. Opening in the St. Claude Arts District at Torres Tama Arte Futero Studio with a reception Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. at 1329 St. Rock Avenue. And Southern Rep Theater announces open auditions for the world premiere of Freedom, which tells the story of a Holocaust survivor and an Irish immigrant who meet by chance in the hours before their American naturalization ceremony. Freedom will conclude Southern Rep's 26th Lanyap season to be performed at the Contemporary Arts Center in July 2013. Auditions will be held at Southern Rep, One Canal Place, 4th Floor Rehearsal Room, tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m. More info at southernrep.com. That's our show for this week. Inside the Arts is a production of WWNO. Our program is archived at WWNO.org. I'll be back with more ideas for your artistic palette next Tuesday at 1 p.m. when we'll go inside the arts. I'm Diane Mack.